From NPR News in Washington, I'm Renita Jablonski. The compensation fund for victims of the Gulf oil spill is under new management today. As NPR's Wendy Kaufman tells us, attorney Kenneth Feinberg is taking over the process from BP.
So far, BP has paid out roughly $400 million in claims, most of it to individuals. Feinberg promises that under his management, the claims will be paid faster and more equitably. But already, his protocols are drawing fire. Florida Attorney General Bill McCollum says the protocols impose a higher burden of proof on claimants than required by federal law. And some lawyers representing claimants say that Feinberg's standards for eligibility may eliminate many people whose livelihood is linked to the Gulf, but who live too far away from it to qualify under the guidelines. Claimants must file for interim payments by November 23rd. Requests for final payments can be made later. BP has pledged to set aside $20 billion for the compensation fund. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News.
The head of the Food and Drug Administration says in light of the ongoing egg and salmonella investigation, the agency needs greater enforcement power. About a half billion eggs have been recalled from two Iowa egg distributors. Almost 300 cases of illness are linked to the recall. Margaret Hamburg explained to ABC why it's challenging to get to the bottom of what caused the contamination.
The network for the distribution of eggs in this country is very complicated. A couple of farms sell to some wholesalers, distributors, and food service companies in multiple states, and then those states may distribute across the nation.
Hamburg is telling consumers not to eat eggs made over easy. A suicide attack has killed at least 20 and wounded nearly 40 in Pakistan's Waziristan province today. NPR's Susanna George has more.
Worshippers were leaving the Dar al-Ulum Waziristan, a mosque within a religious school, after midday prayers when the suicide attacker struck. The mosque is located in downtown Wanat, the capital of South Waziristan, a province that lies within the country's tribal belt, once an Islamic militant stronghold, but now controlled by the Pakistani military. Among the dead was Mulana Nur Muhammad, a prominent politician, religious figure, and businessman. Muhammad had earlier delivered a lecture on the Quran, a tradition during the holy month of Ramadan, and was greeting people just outside the mosque at the time of the attack. It is unclear if he was a target. So far, no one has claimed responsibility for the blast. Susanna George, NPR News, Sukkur, Pakistan.
Stocks are up and down today as there are still plenty of worries about the economy, but some optimism, too, on word of some fresh merger and acquisition activity. The last check on Wall Street shows the Dow down 7 points to 10,206. You're listening to NPR. Eight people are dead after a dramatic hostage-taking in Manila. An armed policeman who was fired last year boarded a bus of Hong Kong tourists demanding his job back. The Filipino bus driver managed to escape and told authorities the former police inspector opened fire on the tourists inside. Police eventually stormed the vehicle. The gunman had earlier released 9 hostages, leaving 15 on the bus. 7 passengers were killed and the gunman died. A man called the Grim Sleeper is to be arraigned today in Los Angeles. Steve Julian of member station KPCC says prosecutors believe Lonnie Franklin Jr. killed at least 10 people during 3 decades.
A serial killer in South Los Angeles murdered at least 10 people, mostly women, between 1985 and 88, then laid low until resuming killing in 2002. That quiet period led to the Grim Sleeper moniker. Police say they tied Franklin to the murders through familial DNA evidence obtained from Franklin's son, who's in prison. Prosecutors have not yet decided whether to seek the death penalty, and police detectives are combing through about 30 old homicide cases, looking for evidence that might tie Franklin to any of them. Franklin's attorney says her client will plead not guilty when he appears in court. For NPR News, I'm Steve Julian in Los Angeles.
It is AIG's single biggest repayment of bailout money so far. American International Group says today it's giving back nearly $4 billion in taxpayer loans. The insurance company made the cash from a recent debt sale. Overall, AIG received a $180 billion federal bailout on the belief it could have brought down the global financial system. I'm Renita Jablonski, NPR News in Washington.